do a show.
Wait a second. I just happened to see the Love A.
He's sitting in the same chair that Ashley was sitting in, and she left him a little gift.
She did.
She left him a gift.
Ashley, if you're listening, I'm going to drink my soda out of the glass with the note pointed at my face the whole time.
That's nice. I miss getting that kind of attention from girls, but Steve Gordon in the house gets that attention.
And I'm Donovan Beer here.
He doesn't even have to try.
Tastes so good.
I remember one time being downtown with people from the ad agency I used to work with downtown, and this dude was walking on the street, and literally, like, two of the girls I was with go, "Oh my God, would you just look at how cool this man looks over here? Do you remember this?" And then I was like, "Yeah, that guy looks pretty damn cool. Oh snap, that's Steve Gordon." And Steve walked, but I have to tell you, Steve, that I became cooler through, like, osmosis by because we talked for like 2 minutes. You were like, you saying, "Hey, what's up?" And then all of a sudden, like, Nate knows this ridiculously cool looking nice. Man walking by.
Anything I can do to help my people.
And you know when I became
cooler?
I can't
cooler. Believe that actually happened.
When you copied Steve's haircut?
That was awesome.
Yeah, we do that. No, I became cooler when we started using Steve's music for the intro and outro of the show here.
That's right. Steve Gordon, founder of the Dust Lab,
yes,
or the sole proprietor of the Dust Lab.
MySpace.com/Dust Lab?
Yeah.
Only inhabitant of said Dust Lab.
We like to link out to that. Also, you know, in addition to doing the fine music for this show.
And I love doing it for you guys. That was awesome.
Also hooked us up with music for the Stefan Bucher Monster Maker movie.
Nice. I was glad
you didn't even know that we were doing that.
I was glad to be a part of it, even if I didn't know.
You're just like, "Hey, here's awesome. Some music Steve sent us for something else, but it would work really good here."
There you go. I'm all for it.
So how are things going for you, man? How you
good,
been doing?
Good, man. Good. Things have been, it's in that sort of limbo, you know, busy, not really lucrative yet, but busy, and I'm liking that.
I think that I am aware of one thing that you are busy with right now.
Oh, really?
That we can talk about after the show.
Okay, cool.
Now, that I found out about the other day.
I was preparing for this episode all afternoon. I put an OK Computer by Radiohead, nice. And I just played it on a loop.
Nice!
Because we're going to talk about music and how it helps with your creativity, and I think that's the only CD any designer really has,
except for In Rainbows, if you got wind of the Radiohead download frenzy.
I don't...
In Rainbows was a dope follow-up.
Well, I think they've had like two. I think they've had like two albums in between. But
this was the only one that mattered.
What was
In Rainbows?
The one before In Rainbows, what was that?
Amnesia or Kid A?
Kid A is fine.
Yeah, Kid A.
I got no
is
issues
wicked.
With Kid A, but it had like kind of Paula Scher looking album cover with all the words like making the city. That one kind of sucked.
Yeah, they
say,
went
that
way
was not Radiohead
on
there.
One of them.
That was not Radiohead at their finest, but yeah, I do agree. Like ever since the days in college, I had those two and I stole them from a friend, Kid A. And an OK Computer, and you just I to this day cannot separate the two albums because I just kind of
they run smooth and
well, you know,
one from one to the other.
Tom York's solo project, his solo album was really good, really, really kind of Kid A ish, if you will, really smooth. A lot of tech bleeps and blips way in the background, but him just kind of slowly, lazily crooning over all the tracks.
I think the beauty about these albums is they put you in that trance and you just can do production work all day long listening to that in the background.
Yeah. Well, it was our boys in Minneapolis, Sheridan Green and Giovanni Hollingsworth, that turned me on. Because I remember that back in the day, that was when I was the only non-pot-smoking Dave Matthews fan in the world. And it was like, literally, it was all that I listened
to. We had not met at that time.
No, we hadn't.
Yeah.
And it was 100% of my life's soundtrack. And then like, I roll it into the car with Sheridan and Giovanni, like, "No, Nate, you need to be listening to this. This is crazy. This is part where all it is a computer voice talking."
Right.
And I was like, "What the F?" And then, but then, magically, I was listening to that in like the computer lab while I was designing in like this like crazy design zone, like when you're playing basketball, you get in the zone and everyone else moves slowly but you're on it.
Yep.
It's like that.
See, I went to lunch with a coworker when I was at the railroad there, and we'd been to a show like like a couple days before, he said, "Oh, the guy's vocals sound a lot like Radiohead," and I was like, because he knows his music very well.
Right.
And so then I went to the store and I just bought a couple of Radiohead albums, brought them back to the office, and just played them on a loop. And first time, didn't quite get it, and then repeat, man.
Kind of so like Napoleon Dynamite. You don't get it the first time.
Oh, I got it.
There were a few landmark tracks that really got me going. I remember in college, one of the first times I ever heard Ronnie Size, some drum and bass jungle, just blew me away. And it was this new kind of vibe that was coming over from the UK, from like the Bristol area. I remember the first time I heard Portishead, I damn near cried. I'm like, this is amazing. And she's singing. And that's what I would listen to in college. I would pop in some Portishead and just go deep.
Steve, how long ago was college for you? I don't even know, man.
I admit to nothing.
I have no idea. You could be 45. I would not know. Nothing.
Now,
you could be as old as Donovan. I'd be 96 years old.
I might even have Donovan beat, but I'll tell you off air.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
I don't want to ruin it for the ladies.
How does the music affect what you do in design?
Honestly, I do have different moods. You know, if I'm looking for something, if I'm working on something that I know has a little more edge, or I want it to have a little more edge, I'll go, you know, underground hip hop. I'll go Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I'll go the whole Definitive Jux label, Junk Science LP. My favorite is Rob Sonic. You know, really intricate lyricist, not your typical radio play, gangster rap, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with something that's kind of introspective with a nice driving beat. If I'm That's usually for production work, if I need to keep the pace up or if I need a design to be edgy. If I really want to cultivate an idea, I'll go deep with something a little bit slower, introspective. I'll do Radiohead. I'll do Tom York. Bjork will get me going every single time. Yes. As Syphil and Ali used to say, you don't know the love and the spatial sense and essence of Bjork. But
I have kind of like a similar but totally opposite story. This actually happened last night. Working with my wife, she's a designer too, and but she had to be on my Mac and I had to be on her Mac, and like I've got a library of music. Now it's not music like anything you've just described. Donovan has a lot of opinion about the music I listen to, but
yeah,
but
I make sure to tell him that.
Needless to say, there's a lot of music on there. I go on her machine. She's only very recently thought that iTunes like will not steal her identity. So there's hardly anything on there that I want to listen to. And so I'm trying to work last night. We're working late, and it gets to like the soundtrack. Have you the soundtrack from the movie Once? Is on there. Nice. Amazing soundtrack and phenomenal film.
Nice.
Not conducive to late night designing.
No.
Like, it sank me. It put me down.
Yeah, you got to be careful late night to listen to something that'll slow you down.
Yeah. No.
It'll put you under.
It was like, a bad... I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that movie. That song's good. And then you get through that first song, and then you get through the other songs, and you're just like, oh.
I made the mistake of getting a couple of Enya tracks mixed in with some stuff, and it was instant slowdown.
Yeah.
Just like, boo, grinding halt, listen, and nap time.
You know what was good for me? And I'll probably get hell for this, but in terms of like background music and kind of zoning out, but kind of not.
Right.
The soundtrack to Halo 3
really
turned out to be really good for that.
Do you not have enough Miles Davis in your library? Because I can loan you some.
I've got a little bit of Miles Davis in my library. Oh,
you got me beat on that one. The Halo sound,
it did all right.
That
it's got
does
some
explain
ups.
The comps he sent me from when he was working on that.
It's got some ups, it's got some downs, some high bits.
Futuristic apocalyptic.
Yeah, thank you. That one did all right for me. But hey, that aside, and I think everyone, you know, there was a time when I was teaching where I didn't even let people listen to their headphones, and I got to a point where I was like, that's just stupid. People need to listen to what they need to listen to in order to kind of jumpstart their creativity. I had an art instructor in high school who was where I initially got that from.
Now, see, when I was around people, like in a lab or when I was working with other people around, it wasn't that important if there's something on it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I started working for myself, and basically I'm here by the office and there's not other people around, that having music on or something makes a big difference.
Sometimes even with people. I mean, in school, when we were in the lab, as long as there was a consensus of what could be played,
yeah,
it usually set a pretty good vibe. You could see people bobbing around, and the general air of the room was pretty charged.
At my college, we had like a big lab, so you get dude off in that corner rocking something, and guy off in that. And if you were sitting in the middle, you were
just getting killed. Yeah,
but no, like my old teacher used to say, like, you don't want to listen to something while you're trying to be creative, because that music will fill in the spot of your creativity. Yeah, that's where, like, listening to the right kind of thing for the right kind of project, that's actually where I found, like, that helps. But, like, yeah, like Donovan said, you know, I work alone now, which is not my favorite thing in the world.
Right.
So, yeah, you got
to
have
it's everyone else's.
Yeah,
you got to. For you not to be there.
Oh, thank you. That's good. We're in the same room now. Do you want, I should actually get back up on my microphone. I'm like getting my lean on. I'm like, hey guys, let's do a show from the way back here. But yeah, it turns out you got to have something. I've gotten big into podcasts because, you know, we do this and I like to support. But
I used to be a DJ, still DJ a little bit.
Yeah, you know what?
I've seen you DJ.
You know what I think?
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'd recommend? Just listen to the Reflex Blue Show on a loop.
That would be awesome.
We got, what, 6 or 7 or 8 or 9? We got probably 15 of these now.
Nice.
And yeah, you can just loop that.
Just
all
roll
day,
them through.
Every day.
Just roll them through. Good talk. Uh-huh. Actually, don't downplay it. Good talk will get you charged up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that communication. Even if you hear communication going on as background,
you can feel the energy.
You do. You turn around, you're like, whoa, the boys are, oh, they're not here.
Good topic though. They're not.
Music, good. I'm a big vibe person. I'm huge on vibe. I may not even really be listening to the music, but like you said, it's filling in some of those gaps. The trick is not to let it. Choose the music first, or else whatever's in the background will start filling in, and you'll come up with some weird stuff.
Okay, so, but, like, Steve, to you, you know, we're talking all this mess about, like, what do you listen to, and I think that is fun, and I definitely, if you're listening to this show, what I want you to do right now, Gesundheit-ish.
Thank you.
I guess
you
don't
want
really
him
say
to
that.
Leave comments at 36point.com?
Oh, yeah, let's get back to what I was saying.
Tell us what you listen to.
Yeah,
for me,
dive in. I would
a lot
love
of Miles
to,
Davis, a lot of Led Zeppelin.
I want
to hear it.
I
had a friend from Denver, we were emailing back and forth, high school friend, and talking about like Bright Eyes and stuff, and I said it's funny because if you live in Omaha, even though he lives here, I guess he owns a house like 4 blocks from me.
Yeah,
they never play him on the radio here ever.
It's because nobody here gives a crap about emo.
But they don't play any modern rock here. It's all classic, which is fine with me. But I figured I'd better branch out.
Play modern
a
rock here? You don't listen
to
it.
They play top 40 rock.
You
they
haven't
don't play
actually,
modern
the,
rock.
You the, haven't played an album made after 1986.
That's
the
not
river. The river does a pretty decent job.
So
at
either way,
rock.
My friend he emailed me like five iTunes radio channels.
Coheed is like blowing up right now,
Coheed
and I have still
up.
Not heard like
so
the
I gotta
good
give props
Coheed.
On that.
Definitely, I hear you.
There's some Coheed and Rock Band.
Yeah.
But apparently it's the bad Coheed. It's not the good Coheed.
Yeah, man, you just got to branch out and listen to everything. I mean, I remember going, some buddies of mine when I was working at the bank, we made it a point to pick up concert after concert. And, I mean, these were all creative guys, and that was the vibe we set. And we all didn't listen to the same kind of music, but we enjoyed going to concerts and whatnot. I remember going to see Kasabian just before they blew up stateside. I walked into a little record store downtown, Homer's.
Yeah.
They were playing it, said, gotta have it. They only had one. It was the UK copy. I paid twice what it
was
worth.
Yeah, you gotta pay a lot for those.
But I had it 3 months ahead of everybody else, so I was pumped.
So you're Dave Academy at that point.
You know?
And then by the time they blow up, you're like, oh, I'm so over those guys. Or you're listening to them now? I was listening to those guys 3 months ago.
Exactly. So we show up at the concert, rocked it out. It was great. But then, you know, months later, I end up going to see the Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Junk Science, which is in underground and indie hip hop, and so the vibe is the vibe in general, not just the genre of music, because I love to get open on a bunch of different stuff. Oh, plug for trip hop, Tricky, Massive Attack, UK trip hop killer.
Plug it all day long. I will go steal those from the LimeWire right now. but like you Steve, you're kind of special and. Like, you are, and as has been proven to this point in the show, very in tune, so to speak. Get the pun?
Now, I tell you what, nothing will make you more out of tune than music references that no one else gets.
That's true.
My first teaching class, I show up in, this would have been like 6-7 years ago or something. And I told the school, I said, hey, I do understand it's Thursday, and I do understand that Quiet Riot's playing over the music box, so if anyone has to leave early, I understand.
Stone faces, right?
Right. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. Seriously, sometimes I wonder when you and a lot of the rest of our friends were born. Like, yeah. I think you guys skipped over the 90s.
Just go with Skynyrd.
You're
always safe with
Skynyrd's
them.
Coming to town.
I saw the billboard.
Yeah, I saw the billboard too.
You're always safe with Skynyrd.
Steph was like, she was like, Skynyrd's coming. I was like, sweet, I still don't care. You're a creator of music too. So I mean, Steve, you've got a lot of different ways, you know, of outlets creatively.
Yeah.
Can you compare and contrast for us? Because you know, I had you mix up a little bit of things for the site and the show. You know, the process of design versus the process of creating music. I mean, is it similar? Is it
eerily,
you know,
similar?
Where does it come from?
It's an eerily similar process.
Is that why so many like rock stars were art school dropouts?
Honestly, no joke, yes. Because that connection, usually it's like a switch inside their head, and they can identify with both. A great example of that is the Linkin Park crew. You know, they were, I think everybody in the band except for one or two were art schoolers and really good artists, but the music started taking off. The creative process is really similar. Again, for me, it's vibe-based. You know, I sit there, you're picking sounds, you're picking... It's much like, if I can equate it to design, you sit down with, okay, you sketch.
Yeah.
You know, you keep a sketchbook or you sketch out an idea. You might photocopy that idea. You might then do a collage to pick the colors a la Duffy.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Doing it like an image board or a soundboard.
Exactly.
Which is actually a different thing, so never mind.
So you're getting together your sounds. You're getting together all these bits and pieces, and you start mashing them together. And sometimes something fleshes out all by itself. Sometimes you have to scrap it. I can tell you, I probably have a catalog of finished songs. I have maybe 150 fully finished, ready to go songs. But of that, I guarantee you I have trashed 1,000 good ones, really good ones.
Oh, I'm sure they were awesome. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Just as like, as like exercises, when you get to a certain point and you know you're overworking it, and you feel your headphones pressing against your head, and it's like, okay, I'm up at 3 a.m, and now this sounds like crap. I'm done. Cut the power.
Just out of
you
it.
You know, yeah, we've all thrown the mouse back and just been like, okay, I can't push this any farther, yep. Or I'm pushing too far.
That happened to me last night when the one soundtrack put me down. Put me down like a
but the Halo
like
3
old
sounds,
yeller next to the tree.
Sleep,
but
the
Halo, yeah, just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
But the Halo 3 soundtrack was working for you?
Have you? Yes, fools and listeners out there. The Halo 3 soundtrack? Somebody's got to back me up on that.
That's the most awesome question ever. But really? Yeah. It was working?
Yes, it was working.
That really does explain a lot.
Yeah, whatever, bro. So, yeah, okay. So you got like all these cuts and right. they're just sitting there. Because one of the things you said was when we were talking about doing the music for the show, you're like, you know, I think I got this old track just lying around.
Right.
And then you sent it over, and my head exploded because I love it so much. And
I was like 3-4 tracks
around.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been at it for a long time, and I've been doing music longer than I was doing art or design. And I actually went the professional route for music for a little bit and then spun it back just because, you know, domestic life.
Like a lot of DJing you did.
I actually did DJing and producing. I've been producing since I was, or DJing since I was 14, and I've been producing since just shortly after that.
You know what? I'm just going to put this out here right now. Like all the How people that maybe listen, are you going to the How conference? You on the How forums? You hang out with Steve? Maybe your name's Bryn Muth and you're running the How conference?
Hey, what up, B?
Maybe, maybe you should just be throwing parties and hiring Steve to DJ those. Because I've been to those parties. Maybe
I would do
you
it.
Should.
I would do it. I would gladly and willingly give up design. And that's not to say I don't love it.
Oh,
I
no.
Love
yeah, no,
design.
I feel you.
But music would be an easy career choice if it were to take off again.
Yeah, or you could just be like, you could be like the design. This is, you know who we're sitting here with right now? Steve Gordon, graphic designs DJ.
Nice. You are graphic designs DJ.
Yeah.
Like DJ for the entire field?
Yes. That is, we're starting that now.
Not a bad idea.
I would love to do it.
It's not a bad idea. And you can be assured he won't throw in any Halo 3 music in with your party.
He might, because he might, a couple of tracks are good.
Throw back an old school like Halo 2.
And the only reason I would do it is because I get to design my own album covers. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, please. There it is. That's design as many of those as you can.
That's the reason to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, that was that, and I'm sure it was true for you probably also. How many CD covers did you design in college?
Oh, no, like in college, I did, I did like one. I did like one or two, but they were always for like, CD cases for like a director piece or something that I did. Like,
something that would go on a CD. Like, yeah, pick something and pick a favorite piece of art and redesign. I was like, oh, that's easy. The album cover to such and such.
Yeah. But like, I never did a lot of those, and I certainly, being a professional in Omaha, Nebraska, and not working at Saddle Creek, have done none.
Exactly. Like, if you don't, you had to have been in with those guys to even come close. You
can be the like best. At the beginning.
They won a Grammy this year.
Sagmeister's like, got a Grammy, and those guys got a Grammy. And those are the, and we got no Grammys in this room.
And there's no way in. That is a locked door.
Well, it should be, too, and good for them, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of those guys went to my high school, so props to them. I'll always support them and back them up. Like to get a little bit of that design work, but we
actually, please, begging. Actually, at the first job, and this is definitely
something
we can... Now
it's just JPEG design in another 5 years.
That's what it is.
We can kill easily the next 10
And the Grammy for
the
best JPEG goes to...
I think, do they do it at the technical awards, like the earlier ones?
Yeah, the ones that don't make the air.
On an earlier broadcast, Sagmeister got a Grammy, and so did Saddle Creek guys.
They were disqualified because it ends up their JPEG was actually a PNG file.
Yeah.
Carrying way too much information.
But this I think is probably like, I think easily a way to kill the rest of this show is like, I've heard from people in the music industry that designing for the music industry, which is quite honestly why a lot of people get started in graphic design, I heard that actually sucks.
It does.
Well, it's a fast turnaround.
Well, it's a fast turnaround, and they pay dick because everybody and their mothers wants that job. So
actually, not only that, but like we just talked, the artists think they can do it. The musicians.
Yeah. My mom does not want to design CD labels.
Yeah, we're not talking about, we're talking about designers.
You said everyone and their moms.
Well,
good point.
But it's
I'm not even going to take the easy setup for a mom joke there. I'm just going to let it sail on by. Okay, so everyone who is a graphic designer and possibly their moms.
My mom does.
Yeah, my mom would.
Okay, two out of three designers.
Yeah, two out of three designers' moms
want to work for the music biz. But like,
But like the artists are hard to work for because they're used to having such vision.
Yeah,
and there's
and
there's a record label on top of that.
Yeah, and a lot of the work has to go through them,
and
producers.
People
and so it's rare to even get a one-off piece like that because they're running it through a label. I was with Moonshine Music back in the day out in L.A., and they had a guy, and he was kick-ass. He was on staff. He sat up in this little kind of...
Like a DJ booth
in the office. It was kind of
nice.
I just made that up, but it turns out to be true. It was up the stairs, like a little bird's nest sort of thing, and he looked down, and he did design, and literally all day long just kicked out designs for their artists on a repeat basis. And so he was really, really sitting in the catbird seat. Nobody was going to oust him.
Yeah.
You know, and
no,
you
they put him up in a tower with barbed wire around it. You can't even
get
to
you couldn't even touch him. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
you
the
couldn't
DJ
even talk
at the strip club.
Couldn't even talk to him.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But like when, like
strip club DJs have razor wire?
Yeah, they do now.
Allegedly.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And they're starting to put it around the poles too, which
gotta,
is really unfortunate
I gotta get a
for,
gig.
The, for the dancers. Sorry.
I gotta get a gig.
When I was at my first job, they had one of the designers, one of the senior designers, had like a cousin or something that was working in LA in the music industry. I think he was working for one of the big labels. You know, he's the one where, you know, he sent us an email and was like, yo, you got to check out this new band, Jet. Mm. And it was right before their song was on the Apple ad.
Yeah.
Right before they blew up like huge. And it's like, okay, so that guy's legitimate in the business. And, but yeah, so his cousin was a designer over here. And she was like, you know, work us in. Let's just get some conversations happening
right,
here.
Right.
And then maybe something can happen. And he was like, no. You do not want that. They will pay you nothing and they will work you to death.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's true.
And it's I don't want to give up the work because it's awesome.
Yeah. See, what I wouldn't even want music industry work, just the contacts. Like, I always thought, if I could just drop into L.A., give me 2 weeks, make my way around a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's just thinking big of myself because I really think I could. Like, just drop in.
Steve, you could,
make
please.
Make some contacts, slap some high fives, and it's all good. I like passing out high fives.
That's yes. I Hey, let's... Yeah.
High five. See yeah. what I'm saying? See, maybe now right there, that's a connection.
We're doing high fives all day long.
Big high fives all day long. It's how you get things done, man.
Yeah. I just want to do a quick little thing. Like, the other thing, I guess, this just occurred to me while we're talking. It's like, what other, like, parts of the music business and design can we talk about? Oh, all those fool screen print and posters. But I ain't touching that mess with a 10-foot pole today. Yeah. We're not even going there.
Nothing's a cooler looking project, though.
Is that, but is that even still, like happening?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like it's still out there, but
I think
there was,
it wins shows.
There's,
that's about it.
Well, and that's the thing that I was just going to say is, like, I think that, like, a year, two, three, 4 years ago, it was winning shows.
Yeah, it was cleaning
house. Now you open up the design annuals and the competitions, and you're starting to see less of it. It's finally on the downswing, and we're getting back to good design. But anyway, we're not touching that.
Right.
So,
no touchy.
Now, I think, you know, if you guys have your own comments, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, we'll
leave them on the post to this show.
Yeah, well, we should be linking right back. Right at
the36point.com. And while you're there, check out the store.
This is our task to our listenership. This is our first homework assignment. So if you're listening to the show, we love you and thank you for listening to the show.
No doubt.
B, want you go on over to the36point.com, find the post that goes with this podcast. I want you to give us your top five. And I'm going to go ahead and say,
and if Radiohead's OK Computer's in there, you might need to find another profession.
Maybe what I say.
isn't that how it works?
I'm going to say your top five that doesn't include Radiohead and OK Computer so we can get a larger sampling. But I'm going to go ahead and say that when this goes live, the three of us are going to get on there immediately.
Put
on our top five. I'm going to be Halo.
Completely.
Halo oh, man. 3, Disc 1, Halo Disc 2, Final Fantasy 7, Disc 9. You know, all that stuff is going to be on there.
You're going to see a little Gnarls Barkley from me, a little Portishead.
What about the... Why don't you, like, listen to the old Nintendo, like, Mario soundtrack?
Dude, the 16-bit. Because I had that at my old work computer. And you have to download, like, a special program that processes the MIDI files in the correct
like
way.
8-bit. Like 8-bit and 16-bit.
Well, and the Nintendo had a different sound chip than most modern MIDI players. So you can play the files through like a modern-day MIDI thing, but it gives you slightly different tones. And so when you listen to like Legend of Zelda or Mega Man, like it's not really those
Or the
those
Excitebike
sounds.
Intro.
And that just messes up your design.
Nice. Yes.
It just messes up your design. Now, if you listen to that all day long, though, you start to design in little, like, giant squares.
Really big blocks.
Yeah, you just start design. No, it just takes you back to, like, Bauhaus style. And you just blocky things like Mueller Brockman. Awesome. But no, like, no, seriously.
That's what he listened to. That's what just Mueller Brockman listened to.
My Nintendo MIDI file, and it's actually a different name of file. It's a completely different file format for those. It was Mega Man 2, Bionic Commando, and... Well, mainly it was just those two because there's only so much of that you can take. Dude, of course. I spent some time.
Awesome.
I spent some time looking for that, too.
That is awesome.
It's not easy to track
because
there's fools out there that have remixed.
I really
got
to get a copy of Miles Davis's Bitches Brew to this guy.
Can I just throw in there that I love that this is what we're going out. This is like how we're ending the show is talking about this. But like dudes out
there
have remixed their
own. More Bitches Brew, less Mega Man. I'm serious. Your design will be better.
There are people out there, and I'm going to try to say this for like the fourth effing time now, that there are people out there who have remixed their own like homebrew versions of like the Mega Man soundtrack. And Mega Man 2 had a effing dope soundtrack. So did DuckTales, but you ain't going to hear that here.
Oh, I love DuckTales.
Anyway,
DuckTales is awesome. You cannot front on DuckTales.
A lot of those are like the red herrings out there. They're not the legitimate original files. You got to watch out for those.
Wow.
I love that. That is the last thing we talked about on the music
show. DuckTales?
DuckTales and Bionic Commando music. Bionic Commando new game. Bionic Commando rearmed coming out on. I don't even care about the
you gotta live life in 8-bit.
This just needs to fade out.
Yeah,
live life
just
in 8-bit.
Fading out. I think we probably should, but no, the new Bionic Commando game coming out on Xbox Live and PlayStation. They're remaking the old side scroller nice. As a side scroller.
All right, before we fade out, yo, McFeely, I love you.
Okay. Also, Mrs. Gordon. All right, bye.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.